Hello everyone, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing well. We're going to talk today about the job numbers. You're being lied to. The truth is not out there unless you are digging for it. If you look on the surface of the media or you are just a headline reader, you're missing out on what is building up to be one of the greatest collapses in our economy in the history of our country. Now, there's a story out of Zero Hedge that I want to share with you, and it's entitled Inside the Catastrophic Jobs Report. Record 1.5 million crash in full-time jobs. Multiple job holders soar to record. Native-born workers plunge, and much more. There is so much happening right now, and the truth is what is going to set you free, because if you aren't preparing right now for a downturn in the economy, then you are going to get caught up in it. That is not my hope for you. So let's start here. It says, while the prevailing post-payrolls narrative has focused on the surprisingly strong headlines payroll number at 216,000, this not only came above most estimates, but was the highest in 4 months. You see, the government is trying to hide things right now. They do not want you to know how bad things are. It says here, this was denting the Fed's case for a March rate cut, because as these numbers show good, well, employment is doing well, the numbers are going up, the Fed can't lower rates. They have to keep them higher for longer. Now it says, and the far stronger than expected hourly earnings, which rose to 4.1%, but only because hours worked dropped again to 34.3 per week, which is a level not last seen since pre-shutdown days at 34.4. So people are working less per week. An unchanged unemployment rate, which at 3.7%, further makes the case for rate cuts quite challenging. A closer look at the details of today's jobs report reveals just how ugly the reality behind the budget-busting Bidenomics truly is. So here we go. We see a couple of tweets that came out from Zero Hedge, and they're talking about U.S. jobless claims mysteriously surge upon data revision. And we've been seeing data revised for a few years here. Nobody cares about when the data gets revised because they're so excited and eager to see the most recent numbers. Now, it says this month was no different. In fact, as shown in the chart below, the jobs print from 10 out of the past 11 months has been revised lower. Why? So that the White House can take credit for a strong number. Let me show you this chart here. You can see 10 of the past 11 months, you're seeing these job numbers being revised lower and lower and lower. Wall Street only cares about the latest bit of information. Very few people, which I like to deem investors, dig around for the data to see what is happening in our country, in our economy. It says that's not the start. Next, we turn to the numbers behind the headlines job print, which were rather terrible. The monthly non-paid farm payrolls may have been weak at 216,000, but the far more accurate household survey number of employed workers actually collapsed by an unprecedented 683,000. This is the biggest drop since the U.S. economy was shut down. Even scarier, while the monthly grind higher in the payrolls number means that the U.S. jobs hit a record high every month with bizarre consistency, and in December, this was certainly the case. The total non-farm payroll employment number rose to an all-time high of 157 million. The above mentioned collapse in the U.S. employment per the household survey meant that there were only 161 million employed people in the U.S. This is the lowest since June, with the now traditional divergence between these two surveys glaringly obvious. While that's bad, unfortunately, it gets much worse, because while we already know that there is something very troubling with jobs quantitatively, the household survey also looks at the quality of jobs gained or lost. And specifically, it breaks down the jobs into full-time or part-time jobs. So here's one look at this month's adjustment, and it's literally a shocker. You will not hear anyone from the administration in the White House, the mainstream media, or the Associated Economist cheerleaders mention this, but the BLS, Bureau of Labor Statistics, reported that in December, the number of full-time jobs plunged by 1.53 million to 133.2 million. This is the biggest monthly drop since the record shutdown crash of 14.7 million jobs. We are losing full-time workers. We are losing full-time jobs. We are seeing a time where people are having to get multiple jobs. Hey, Mike, thank you so much. Just to make ends meet. Do you see, this is why it's so important that you understand that you have to be more than a headline reader. You have to dig deeper. If you want to invest and make money during a crash, which during a crash, you get the most bang for your buck, for lack of better terms, because people have lost their minds. And quite frankly, I believe that investors are losing their minds because they're speculating. They're speculating in the ETF market. They're speculating stocks, even cryptos. Do I buy cryptos? Yes. I just picked up a good chunk of Solana the other day at a great price. I believe that you're going to see bigger gains in those markets. But you have to understand that when the stock market starts to turn, because it holds the largest group of wealth for employees. I'm not talking about homeowners, employees, right? It's the second biggest wealth effect in our country. When that starts to turn down, sentiment can go from positive to negative really, really quick. And by then, all of the big insiders are already out, like Warren Buffett. The one thing holding up the economy is jobs. If unemployment goes up, then there are less people to buy things, to invest in the stock market, to buy homes. And right now you're being fooled because the government keeps fooling you with these numbers, and they look good on the surface, but what it means is, yeah, sure, you know, we increase jobs. No, you increase part-time jobs. You increase the amount of stress on the American people. You have added more financial difficulties. See, the economy is not as strong as they're telling you it is. Crashes do not happen overnight. They happen slowly, 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 and then suddenly. And that's the most important thing that you could take away from today's job numbers. One other thing that's interesting right here is, check this out. Putting this all together, if one believes the headlines, in December, the U.S. added 216,000 payrolls, right? Everybody was really excited about that. Wall Street cheered it on. But it says, and yet the number of employed workers actually crashed by 683,000, which is the biggest drop in 4 years. Furthermore, taking a closer look at the comparison, we find in December, the number of well-paid full-time workers collapsed by a near record of 1.5 million, right? Offset by a surge of 762,000 in part-time workers. So you see, you have full-time workers collapsing by 1.5 million, but then a surge of 762,000 part-time workers. Is that anything to brag about? No, it's not. It's absolutely catastrophic. Another thing too, let's see here. There's something right here. Here we go. It says here, but wait, there's even more. It's like a Ginsu commercial. Because just as we enter the peak of election season, and political talking points will be thrown around left and right, especially in the context of the crisis with immigrants. It says right here, we find that in December, the number of native-born workers, right here, let me see, get the number, I just lost my spot. It says,
Not only has all job creation in the past 4 years been exclusively for foreign-born workers, but there has been zero job creation for native-born workers since 2018. I don't know if I'm all for helping people, but that makes my blood boil. And the reason why is because if we're not employing our own people that live here, that pay taxes, that are citizens, then we're going to collapse under the weight of helping others. And I don't believe that it is for just helping. I believe that it is more nefarious. And I think that people have to really realize that. I don't know how much longer I've got on these platforms because I can't keep my opinions quiet. I put the link to X, my X profile. If you don't mind following me over there, that'd be great. Because quite frankly, it's getting pretty nutty out there. And there are people that do not want truth tellers telling the truth. Get ready for this crash. Prepare a side hustle, an extra job, an extra means of income. Prepare some food and some water because things aren't going to get any cheaper. Not anytime soon. Not if the people in charge of this country right now running it have anything to say about it. Hope you got something out of this. Thank you so much for watching. The Economic Ninja is out.